First of all, for those of you who have family members who haven't come to Mass yet, we have Mass again this evening at 10 p.m. and on tomorrow on Christmas Day at 8:30 and 11. Rudolf and Olga, good communists, lived in Siberia in the years past. And Olga looks out the window and says, "Is snowing?" And Rudolf says, "Is raining?" She says, "Is snowing?" He says, "Is raining?" They go back and forth, and finally he puts his foot down and says, "Rudolf the Red, knows rain, dear." We have all heard and seen songs like that of reindeer, and we've seen on TV like Frosty the Snowman and so forth, and we've seen many different versions of the Christmas carol. But the only one that really talks about what Christmas is Linus in Charlie Brown's Christmas Story. He says, as we have heard in the gospel, this is the fulfillment. Jesus comes to be as fulfillment of God's promise. In John's gospel, at the very beginning, chapter 3, we hear John say, "God so loved the world that he sent his only son." That's what we celebrate today. In the gospel, we are reminded that God loves us, and God loves me, and he loves each one of you. Because of Adam's sin and our own sins, we would be destined for nothing but darkness and isolation, never experiencing love. But God loves us so much that even greater than that is his love. And Isaiah says in the first reading, "People in darkness have seen a great light. Those in gloom, on them a light has shone." We are reminded that no matter how far we have wandered or how hard we have tried to hide from God, God seeks each one of us to give us light and to lead us back. The one who seeks us is the child born for us as we celebrate today. Called Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace, Jesus, whose birth we celebrate, he is the one who seeks us. And as Paul tells us, the grace of God has appeared, and the grace of God has appeared as one of us. And Jesus teaches us by the way he lives how we are to be children of God, as he is a child of God, the firstborn, begotten from all eternity, God's firstborn. And that same Jesus gives himself to us. We are to be filled with joy today because God has come for us, as we hear in the gospel. He took to himself our whole humanity with all of its positives and negatives. He took our whole humanity even till death on a cross, because he wanted to love us and show us the depth of his love. He wants us to know for certain that love. He wants to know that the Father loves each one of us and all of us. And Jesus didn't come in power to terrify us. He came as a child in poverty and humility to show us that we have nothing to fear from him. And if we worship him and surrender our wills to his, we will understand the love that God has for each of us, that we are loved beyond all telling. And the love that we have will last beyond this world. We are called to know the love that God has for us that calls us to love each other, even when it's hard to love them. We are called to show the love that helps us to give forgiveness to those who have wronged us, and to seek forgiveness when we have wronged others. That love calls us to be light to others, to share our faith in Jesus, God's Son, who lived for us and died for us and rose again. We are called to love the Lord who loves us beyond all our telling, to live in his light, to be light to others, and to give glory to God, as the angels sing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom God's favors rest.